once again on the scene working with you to get it done. Now I want to look at 2 Kings. Yeah, I got loads of energy. Go ahead. It is recording?
Yeah, but yeah, just got in on the last little bit of that.
Okay, due to a malfunction in our sound system. Co-pilot error, whatever. Okay, this is Sunday morning. This is February 23rd, 2020. The title of this is No Weapon Formed Will Prosper, Profit Corner Uncut. No weapon formed against the USA will prosper, for America is on the right side of the line that I have drawn in the sand. Whoever is on the side of right has moved to the right. It's no longer hidden but obvious for all to see. The goats are on the left, the sheep are on the right. No weapon formed against the USA by the left will prosper. Not even bio or chemical warfare. I watched a few segments of the Democratic debate. They're vicious. They're vicious on each other. They're biting and devouring each other right now. They're tearing each other apart. They have no agenda except take Trump out. Now, one thing did encourage me. At least Bloomberg is not a communist or socialist. He's a capitalist, but he's got some weird ideas. Like take away your fossil fuels, those kind of things. You know, they're like some of them have. But you think, I actually felt sorry for the man. They all attacked him, and I mean, it was horrible. Worst probably debate in U.S. history. It was terrible.
How many of them was there?
There are five of them. Klobuchar, Buttigieg, Bernie, Biden, Warren, and Bloomberg 6. The Lord says, my angels are standing guard over this nation once again. Like I said before, there are angels. Well, I'll just keep going. They're standing over our nation once again. No fear here. Why, you might say? The president, the leader, pro-Israel, pro-life, and God we trust. It's what I've told you. Listen to his speeches, whether you like it or not. Because he is decreeing things, and those things are what we grab a hold of as a church, and we proclaim it like the trumpet. The trump has become the trumpet. God is trumpeting his message. The narrative has changed. The landscaping is changing. Okay. Pray for protection of Christians in other nations that their leadership does not honor me. Pray for those in other nations, like we said, China. A lot of Christians in China. That they would not be martyred. That they'll raise up strong. That God will help them. Lord said to me concerning the coronavirus on 2/18/20, the virus false flag is a retaliation of the Hong Kong resistance. It is also part of the president. A lot of people don't understand this, and I'll try to explain it. He is building an alternate economic system, and it's coming alongside of the fiat system and the Fed and the Federal Reserve, you know, the Federal Reserve, the central bank, the IMF, that monetary fund, International Monetary Fund, all these private bankers that have kept us on the plantation all these years since 1913. So what's he doing with all these trade deals? He's going to India this week. He's made a deal with South Korea. He's made a deal with China. He signed the USMCA with Canada and Mexico. Brexit wants, the UK wants to make a deal. They're coming out of the EU, which was the New World Order. Look what God's doing, joining him. What's going to happen? The Fed is failing. This economy is failing. It's been propped up through stimulus. And he's constantly on them about lowering the interest rates. All this is to keep it just coasting along until finally it falls, it collapses. It's all manipulated anyway, including the stock market. And what will happen, this new one will come right into place. It's working. That's what happened back in the 70s when they came off of the gold standard onto a fiat system. It was too two systems working side by side for a while, and that's what's happening. And so this is a lot of what's happening in China. See, their plan was China was going to be the main hub of everything. That's why all the 16 years to destroy America, get all the manufacturing out of America, all into China. They're going to relocate their headquarters. Use their scorched earth policy on the earth, coming here and reap all the riches off of the earth and leave us either dead or slave class. I'm telling you, this was the devil's agenda. Now we see God raising up Donald Trump, the miracle that it is. They're quarantining these people, hauling them off somewhere and killing them. I remember a few weeks ago someone reporting seeing a large complex full of thousands of dead bodies. They brought in these, they look like little mobile homes. And what they are, they're incinerators. And what it does is that it incinerates the bodies and even purifies the ash. Could this be where they're putting the resistors, their bodies, after they kill them? I mean, why would you seal people up in their apartments and they can't get out? They show footage of people in China. It's nobody's in the streets, no cars, no people, no anything. And rather, that's even true. Maybe it's just what they want us to see. Whether it is real or made to believe hoax, we are being protected by the Lord. Don't get distracted, but stay on target. False flag events are to distract and get you in fear and off your stance. Continue to rule and reign in your third heaven authority. You are changing the landscape. It doesn't matter what you think about it or how you feel about it. The truth is, we are made to believe and speak, and we are changing the landscape. So keep it up. See it through until you see the restoration of the Republic, and then we'll have to keep on top of it all the time. Don't target people. Target the devil and his evil agenda. I'm trying to make it a, when I see one of these swamp creatures, I instead of saying something, I just pray for him. He is the puppet master. It may seem that nothing is happening, but nothing could be further from the truth. Once the first domino falls down, it all comes. Be encouraged today. Fear more than conquerors, and there are more with you than are with them. The enemy and all his weapons are drying up. He is disarmed. Keep him that way. My angels are once again on the scene working with you to get it done. We send them on assignments with our words. We speak, they go. They hearken unto the voice of his word. 2 Kings chapter 6. Verse 8. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? Now I'm praying this for the president, that he has the type of plumb line prophets in his presence telling mealy mouth preachers that are there for their own agenda, where they can tell him what the enemy's doing in their bedchamber. That's what was going on here. One of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. When the servant and the man of God had risen early and gone forth, behold, and the host compassed the city both with horses and chariots, and his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. So that's where we sit today. No matter, it seems that they're bearing down and they keep pulling out tricks out of their magic bag, but it won't prevail. Kind of like the horse and the rider in the sea. That's what happened here. He ended up, his own son's killing him in his own temple. When a nation lets me in and serves me, I'm talking leadership here, then here comes my heavenly armies to guard and protect the citizens of the nation. When the leader gets in divine order, I see it as the whole nation. Get a hold of that. For the leader represents the nation. Now let me say this. The Lord added this morning. Men, it's no wonder that the devil has demasculinized men by pushing feminism. Because authority have men over their homes. And they can keep the devil out of their homes. They have authority. They're to exercise that authority. The women, their husbands are their head. What's a head? Authority. Just like the president is the authority, he's the head over this nation. And when he gets up there and he decrees, we trust in God. We believe in the sanctity of life. See, he's speaking with authority, and God is honoring that. We will always support Israel. I'm echoing. Let me read this again. When the leader gets in divine order, I see it as the whole nation, for the leader represents the nation. Many years ago, back in about 1990, 1989, around in that time period, one day I was praying and I had a vision. And in the vision, I saw the church, and I saw angels of God and demonic spirits wrestling. And the Lord said, whenever we pray for our leaders, the angels push back the spirit of darkness. When we don't pray, they come flooding in. Well, that's what has happened to our nation. So some would say, how come 9/11? Question mark. Where was the angelic protection over New York that day? There was deep state in the White House, yes, one with her allegiance to Satan. The last five presidents, excluding Donald John Trump, gave their allegiance to Satan. My angels are sent to a covenant people of the wickedness of the leader. Because of the wickedness of the leader, let me read that again. I read that wrong. The last five presidents, excluding Donald John Trump, have their allegiance in Satan. My angels are sent to a covenant people. Because of the wickedness of the leader, my angel could no longer protect. The leader was not in covenant. This has changed in this nation. Your leader is in covenant with me. There, my angel and his armies have returned to protect your nation. Now you can see why it is so important to obey my word. Pray the Lord's Prayer and pray for all in authority so that you may lead quiet and peaceful lives in all godliness and honesty. Now you can understand why there have been so many bloody wars throughout history. You know, sometimes you don't understand, well, how come this happened? You know, we're Christians, we're praying. But if you got a wicked leader that is serving Baal or Moloch, or Illuminati, the Luciferians, you know, if you've got that in place, God recognizes the nation as wicked. That's what I mean. We need to pray for Christians in other nations. You know, I don't know all the answers there, but Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers. I believe those are His angels. And under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 may fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and this dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, I do truly believe that when you're a Christian, even if you have a wicked leader, God will protect you, even in the midst of it. We see it throughout the Old Covenant when they were in exile, and they were in exile a bunch of times. So the Lord doesn't want us to be discouraged today, but encouraged and to keep up doing what we're doing. Okay.